gone. That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, January 31, man. Can you believe... Where's the year going, bro? Can you imagine it, though? This is NBA Australia, and it's our 50th episode. Can you believe that?
I just can't, mate. It's just bananas, isn't it?
It's like, shit, yeah, dude. So, welcome to the 50th episode of NBA Australia. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of Derong Guy's NBA podcast, and I am currently in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, repping Australia from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast. We're here in the US, making sure you know all about what's cooking in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. And we've got a huge show today for this 50th episode. Big night to wrap, plus all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Naz, better than Lonzo Ball, unpopular opinions. And as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player, see how they're going. And because it's our 50th episode, figure we'd just sort of see how they're going for the season as a whole. Isn't that nice? Oh, this is very nice, mate. It's also Wednesday, so we'll have our usual Mark Bradke, Sweaty White Guy of the Week All-Star, and we have great moments in NBA Australia stat history. This one's featuring Luke Longley. Nice. All right, plus we'll finish up with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. It's massive. There's heaps. Let's get to it. NBA Australia, 50 episodes. Can you believe it? Let's go. G'day, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia. All right, what's going on? 50 episodes. Let's get straight into it. It's the daily whip around, as we always do. Hey, did someone get traded again? Oh, nah, but almost, bro. Can you believe that? So a day after the Blake Griffin trade, we almost got a Nikola Mirotic trade. That's right, the big sweaty white guy. Big Nico. Old face Mirotic there, got his head fucking busted open by fighting Bobby Portis. Almost got traded to New Orleans for Omer Asik in a first, but it got held up and fell apart, according to old Adrian Wojnarowski over there. Almost, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Other news, no John Wall for 2 months. Brutal for Wiz fans, all 8 of them. Tough one for John Wall though, All-Star. Not good. Has a weird knee thing. And they're like, all right, we're going to do a bit of a cleanup. 2 months. Sorry, Jono. Catch a big O. Hey, oh, off he goes. No dice. 2 months out. And then we also lost another All-Star last night. No Kevin Love for 2 fucking months. He busted his left hand. So, John Wall was already replaced by Andre Drummond in the All-Star game. Hey, Adam Silver, who are you going to fucking replace Kevin Love with? Oh, it better be big fucking Simmons, eh? It fucking better be, mate. Talk about that later. Holy shit. So there you go. Lost 2 All-Stars. Rough one, I'll tell you. Rough one. All right, let's get to the games. Thunder lose to the Wizards last night. 102-96. Told you. Scott Brooks Bowl, man. You can't fucking trust the Wizards to do anything right. Lose, win, whatever. No John Wall. And they go out and smash and break the Thunder's 8-game winning streak. Otto Porter, he has 25 points. Not sure if that's worth $25 million a year. But still, hey, what are you going to do? Brad Beal. Filling in for John Wall over there at point, 21 points, 9 assists. And how about Thomas Satoransky? He's basically their other point guard at this point. He had 4.6 assists. On you there. Hello, it's Tomo. Don't worry. It's Thomas Satoransky. Rusty. Old Rusty Westbrook put up 46 on the Wiz last week. Don't forget about that. Last night, 13. Yeah, rough one, I'll tell you. 10 assists, 6 rebounds, 7 turnovers. Oh, Jesus, Rusty. Paul George tried to keep the ship afloat with 28. No dice. Sorry, Ma. No dice. There you go. Wiz win. Because sure. And there you go. There goes that Thunder 8-game winning streak. Can't believe they shit the bed against this horrible Wiz team. Wolves. Speaking of shitting the bed, Wolves lose to the Raptors 109-104. Back-to-back losses for the Wolves on the East Coast. Raps, Atlanta. There you go. Shitting the bed is the old Wolves. DeMar DeRozan kid had 23 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. He had 19 points in the second half as he led the Raps back from 13 down. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. He had 18 points, 11 rebounds. And for the Wolves, Jimmy Butts had 25. Big Cat had 10-11. How's this, though? Minnesota haven't won in Toronto since January 21, 2004. That's fucking bananas, mate. What? That's when fucking Kevin Garnett was playing for the fucking Timberwolves. Holy shit. Anyway, moving right along. Knicks beat the Nets at home in MSG. The Knicks out there in their awesome fire department uniforms. The dark blue with the badge on the front looks pretty badass. They smash them 111-95. Borough rivalry. Not sure if it's much of a rivalry if the Knicks win all the games, which is what happened. The Knicks swept the season series against Brooklyn. The old Subway series. Fucking brutal. Zinger killed the Nets in a surprise twist. At 28 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Enes the penis canter, though, with a busted up fucking mouth. Did you see that on Twitter? Jesus Christ, Enes. You don't have to show us everything. He's got like fucking half a lip hanging out of his head. Canter had 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 5 assists. Holy shit. Enes the penis. I mean, what do you reckon, San Antonio? Stephen A. Smith. It is horrible. Ah, man, wait a second. That's not even that horrible. Wait for this one. Cavaliers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, 114, go to Detroit, who barely have a fucking team because they traded three dudes to the fucking, traded three dudes off their team to get the three dudes back from the Clippers, and none of them are playing for them. And the Pistons win 125 to 114.
What was that? What the hell was that?
What the hell was that, Cavs? How do you not have any drive or energy for this game, like, at all, is just beyond me. So this was actually close, like, in the fourth. The Cavs tried to get over the hump, couldn't do it, and the fucking Pistons just laid the smack down and stomped him. That's fucking gross, Cavs. Four dudes for the Pistons scored over 20. You had newly minted All-Star Andre Drummond, which was very nice of Team LeBron to be like, "Hey, Team LeBron!" during pregame stuff. But Andre had 21 points, 22 rebounds, 7 dimes. Holy shit, 3 steals and 3 blocks. No fucking round for Andre. Stanley Johnson had a career-high 26, Reggie Bullock had 22, and Anthony Tolliver, playing the role of John Sally's character from Eddie, had 20. Not bad. Even Ish Smith got in on this, 19-7. He was unstoppable in the fourth. This was fucking crazy. What the fuck is going on with the Cavs, man? LeBron still had 21-6-7, 18 for D-Wade, 20 for Channing Frye, and 19 for Isaiah. But IT had 13 of those on free throws and shot 3 of 10. Otherwise, the old king in the fourth, more like king in the... Blah. Jesus Christ, Cavs. They need to fix this or fucking trade everybody. I'm leaning towards trade fucking everybody. Magic at Rockets. How is this game, though? 114, they win the old Rockets over the Magic. The 95 NBA Finals rematch. But fast, Jimmy Harden, the beard, James Harden, 60 points. 60 fucking points. 10 rebounds, 11 assists. First person to ever have a 60-point triple double. Oh, breaks Calvin Murphy's Rockets scoring record in the meantime. And how's fucking Harden though? No CP3, no Trevor Ariza. Eric Gordon leaves after the start of the second quarter. And Beard, he just took over, mate. 18 points in the fourth quarter. He had a 4-point play at the end that was fucking amazing. Did this weird swim move. And you know what? It turns out James Harden can't even swim. So how's he fucking estimating this? This is an incredible story. I love it. James Harden. Like, I'm assuming you've got a pool in your backyard. Like, just paddle around a bit. Let's, like, I want NBA Australia to back James Harden, and he's learning to swim. Let's do this. Let's get a fucking Kickstarter happening. This is his fourth 50-point game of the year as well. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Absolutely unfucking believable. Good job, James Harden. That is fucking impressive as hell. And how about the Magic? I mean, who gives a fuck? But, I mean, Super Mario... He had an okay game. He had 17. Maurice Spates was 17 as well. But man, fuck the Magic. James Harden. That is ridiculous. He played 46.6 minutes. That is legit. What do you reckon, Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know how much more of this I can say. This is ridiculous.
Lord, indeed. Shit, James Harden. You're like a fucking American Shane Hill over there. Not bad, not bad. Anyway, so there you go, Rockets win. How about the Kings and Pelicans? Oh, it was going to be a boogie bowl, and now I'm just sad again. Instead, the Kings win, 114 to 103 over the Pelicans at home. Pelicans are falling apart, 0-2 without Boogie. Zebo tortures him for 26 and 12. Costa fucking Kufis and his giant bald spot had 17 points and a career high 17 rebounds. Jesus. Anthony Davis tried to, he valiantly put up a fight, 23 and 13, but no good. Drew Holiday had 21. Ian Clark had 20. Kings, they're fucking up their tanking. They've won three of their last four on a six-game road trip. What the fuck is going on there, Kings? Come on, mate. But at the same time, I mean, it's hard to tank out of being absolutely fucking horrible. They're still 16 and 34, which is the third worst record in the NBA. So yes, Kings are still bad. Not bad are the Nugs and Spurs. Spurs win 106-104. Nugs on a back-to-back. Spurs cranked up the scoring, scored 60 in the first half after back-to-back first halves that only scored them 40 against the Sixers in Sacramento. Two far worse fucking teams than the Nugs. So there you go. LaMarcus Aldridge has 30 and 5. Manu Ginobili at 14. Hit a couple of back-to-back threes, but they had this amazing behind-the-back no-look pass to Davis Bertans. That was an amazing assist. You got to go look at that. We'll have it up on our Twitter later. 18 points each for Kyle Anderson and Pau Gasol. Denver, every starter hit double figures. Not bad. Jamal Murray, rather, with 18. Dartsman, Gary Harris had 17. The Joker, he had 13, 7, and 8. And Will the Thrill had 13 points on 13 shots. But it went with 5 steals. Good job. Warriors, they lose to the Jazz in Utah, 129 to 99. Oh, we called this on NBA Australia yesterday. How good is that? Nailing our picks, apparently. These are new Utah City jerseys with the styrated colors of the desert and everything. Pretty cool. And Jazz smashed them by 30. That's the largest loss of the season for the Warriors. Holy fucking shit. Not bad. And how about, oh, is that Jinglin' Joe's music? Oh, Jinglin' Joe. Down under Durant, career high. 6 made threes last night on his way to 20 points. That's almost a career high as well. His career high is 21. Not fucking bad for Jinglin' Joe. Oh, we'll talk about him more in the Australian Player Watch. Of course we will. 18 and 10 for Derek Favors. Rubio out jewels Steph Curry, though. Rubio has 23 points, 11 assists, and 5 rebounds. The Warriors, they got fucking shredded by Steve Kerr. He's like, yeah, nah, these guys were fucking shit ass. And Klay Thompson had 27. The coward, Kevin Durant, 17. He can't even keep up with down under Durant. That's it. Joe Ingles out dueling Kevin Durant. Fucking A. That's the coward. Steph Curry with 14 points. And how about the coward Kevin Durant and the nerd Steph Curry? They go 1 of 12 from 3. Maybe that Utah uniform and like color scheme hurt their eyes or something. But fucking hell, man. How's that though? The Jazz beating the Warriors by 30. Fuck me. All right, last one from last night. Blazers beat the Clippers in LA 104-96. No Blake Clips. Oh, it's kind of a bit sad, isn't it? Dame Lillard has 28 points and 7 assists. Nurk, this Bosnian bear, hello, yes. You want me to smash Clippers? It's no problem. 14 points, 18 rebounds. Siege McCollum has 16. 3 straight wins for the Blazers. Clips, DeAndre Jordan had 8 points and 19 fucking rebounds. 19 fucking rebounds. And how's this? 20 points for Lou Williams off the bench. 13 straight games, he scored 20 or more off the bench, which ties Bubbles Hawkins. The most ever. Now, I know a lot about the NBA. I have no fucking clue who Bubbles Hawkins is. Not bad. Not bad. Gallo. Danilo Gallinari. He missed 19 games. You reckon Blake Griffin being traded? He's like, oh, all right, fuck that guy. I'm now back. Missed 19 games with a busted butt. Gallo comes back and has 15. Not bad. And also, how's this for the Clips? The guy with one of my favorite names in the NBA right now, Tyrone Wallace. He had 15. He's only played 13 games and he's averaging 13 points a game. He was the last pick in the 2016 draft. Fucking starting shooting guard for the LA Clippers at the moment. I love this. Go get him, Tyrone. Get him, Tyrone. The Clips lose this because they scored 1 field goal in the final 2 minutes. Don't know what to tell you there, but yeah, wasn't good. But all right, let's get to the old, that's a knife. The NBA Stray approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Of course it's a knife, and of course it's fucking fast Jimmy Harden. Holy shit, how was that, mate? James Harden, I don't know, like, to score 60 is fucking, like, absolutely ridiculous. And Harden, to do 60 and have a triple-double at the same time, he only shot 30 times. He goes 19 of 30 for the game, 5 of 14 from 3. has his 60 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, and only 5 turnovers in this plays 46 minutes. That is absolutely fucking ridiculous and absolutely amazing. So the highest scoring triple-double in history, breaking his own record at one point. Absolutely fucking unbelievable. Good job, James Harden. That's a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate, no mates today? Nikola Mirotic, if you are the Bulls front office, that's who's got no mates today. So as mentioned at the top of the show, there was almost a trade yesterday, but then there wasn't because Nikola Mirotic was like, actually, I get to approve any trade. So how about you fuck off? Because no one's going to guarantee my salary for next year. I get to veto all this shit. So fuck y'all. So Mirotic has a $12.5 million option for next year that can be picked up. It's a team option. But because it was a two-year contract, he gets veto power. He has to prove any trade that doesn't include a guarantee of his salary for next year, 18-19. So because the Pelicans won't commit to picking it up, he's all like, nah, yeah, get fucked. See, if he did approve it without the option being picked up, that $12.5 million for next year, that means Mirotic then has, he basically becomes an unrestricted free agent and the Pelicans can only sign him with like their weird salary cap exceptions rather than their bird right cap space where they can go over the cap to pay the dude. So he'd essentially be an outside free agent, which also limits the amount he could get paid by anyone but the Pels. So it's a tough one. So Nico is like, all right, fuck yous. I want to get paid my $12.5 million next year. And everyone's like, oh, I don't know how I feel about that. And he's like, well, fuck you. I'm going to just stay here and get paid, you dickheads. Not bad. Give him hell, Nico. I reckon that'll happen at some point today anyway. What do you reckon? They'll find somewhere for him to go. All right, let's get to better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Man, I'm still on that Nikola Mirotic thing. Can we get him to Portland? That'd be fun. Pelicans could really use him as well. Anyway, who was better than Lonzo Ball last night? Hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. Is that our 16-time repeat champion, Donovan fucking Mitchell? Oh, Donovan fucking Mitchell scores 20 and beat the Warriors. Oh, shit. Let's see Lonzo get healthy and do that, eh? 20 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 4 steals, and only 1 turnover against the second best defense in the league. Oh, Donovan fucking Mitchell. That's pretty good. It's pretty good, I'll tell you. It's pretty good. Lonzo's out. He's not back yet. He's still dealing with the old shoulder injury there. What was it? Knee, shoulder, fuck. I can't even remember at this point. It's been a while, I'll tell you that. And so, Lonzo, once you get back, mate, let's see you put up 24-3-4 with only 1 turnover against the Warriors. What do you reckon? Can we do that? All right, after this message, we'll be back with Yenaz. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is time for NBA Straya.
Yeah, nahs.
And here now, we take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more
nah.
And let's get to it. Number one, with John Wall missing the next 2 months, will the Wizards miss the playoffs?
Yeah, nah.
This is going to be way fucking closer than anyone thinks, I reckon. Because you know what the Wizards are without John Wall? Not that good. But to be fair, they have missed. He's missed like 25% of the games already this year, and they're still 28-22. Thing is, Blake Griffin rolls into Detroit. The Knicks are still 28-25. So there's only 5 games between the Wiz and in 5th and the Knicks in 10th. So the gap is not very fucking big. And if they have any sort of drop off, shit could go haywire very quickly. So I'm expecting the Wiz to be like, oh shit, we're going to trade like fucking mad dogs before this trade deadline just to keep our heads above water. And the tough thing for the old Wiz is that they have an amazingly fucking rough schedule in the next sort of 2 months. So they somehow beat OKC last night, but coming up, they play Toronto, Indy, the Sixers, the Celtics, They have okay ones against the Bulls and the Knicks, but then Cleveland, Sixers again, Milwaukee, Golden State, Toronto, Indy again. So they keep playing teams that they're actually sort of vying with for these playoff spots, especially Philly, Toronto, and Indy. And then by the time they get to March, they even have like games against Miami and stuff like Miami and Minnesota and Boston again. So I don't know, man. In 2 months' time, by the time we get to like, you know, the end of March, the Wiz could be like fucking on the outside looking in. So they might just sneak it in just because Brad Beal is really fucking good and they'll trade for somebody, I reckon, in the next couple of days. So there you go. All right, number two, after being fucked over again by the NBA calling Andre Drummond up for a fucking all-star replacement over John Wall, should Big Simo, Ben Simmons, replace Kevin Love in the all-star game? Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck oath, he should get the fuck out here if he don't reckon he should, you dickhead. Big Simo out there smashing 16-8-8 a fucking game, mate. And you're telling me that fucking Andre Drummond and fucking Kyle Lowry should be all-stars over him? Get the fuck out of here. And then finally, Magic Johnson said something fun the other day. Will Giannis Antetokounmpo lead the Milwaukee Bucks to an NBA title, like Magic Johnson said? But depending on how Jabari looks when he comes back and what fucking coach they hire in the offseason, it'd be interesting. Interesting. All right, let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
So I mentioned yesterday that we'd have three trades that probably could have been better for the old LA Clippers over there than the Detroit deal that they got for Blake Griffin. So let's do that. This might be a bit unpopular. I still think Detroit can make the winner. They're paying $170 million to fucking Blake Griffin. But still, build that arena, be relevant, be fun. Why the fuck not? So, but what could LA have done otherwise? That's a very good question there, dear listener. How about we center a trade sending Blake Griffin to Orlando for some combination of Mario Hezonja, Aaron Gordon, and an Orlando first round pick? Maybe not this year because they're fucking horrible and that'll be super high, but one more maybe next year. What do you reckon? That is fucking wicked fun and way better than Tobias Harris and fucking Avery Bradley. Jesus. Evan, number two, Charlotte. All right, you take on Nick Batum's money, you get Marv Williams, but you also get Charlotte's first round pick this year. Ooh, if you don't want to bottom out, that's not bad. You hope Batum gets good. You end up just like with a bunch of fucking wings. And in the West, all you need is wings, dog. All you need is wings. How about Washington? Oh, mate, they just lost John Wall. How about we send him Kelly Oubre, Yan Mahinmi, and Keith Morris, and Washington's first? LA be like, oh, fuck, I'll do that in a second. Oh, shit. So there you go. Orlando, Charlotte, and Washington, three straight off the bat. That is probably more... well, probably better deals for the Clippers, but of course, it's up to the other teams to be like, yeah, we really want Blake Griffin, take all of that stuff. So, tough one. And then an extra one, how about Portland? Could we have sent CJ McCollum and Caleb Swanigan down there for Blake? I reckon we may have. We could have. All right, it's Wednesday, so let's add to our Mark Brakey, Sweaty White Guy of the Week, Hall of Fame. And you saw him last night, Sweaty Milos Teodosic for the Clips. He played 29 minutes last night and sweated through all of them with that sketchy-ass facial hair and that long fucking hair. He looks like he was outside having a ciggy and got caught in the rain. I fucking love Milos. I reckon he's a great addition to the Sweaty White Guy Hall of Fame as well, averaging 9 points, 5 assists as a rookie. That's fucking immense. Good shit. Milos Teodosic. he looks like a drowned rat, like, all the time. It's like no one has found a jersey that fits him yet either. He looks like he should be pulling up next to you, like, in like on like Melrose or something in LA, like in a like basically like the guy from Silicon Valley, the really sketchy billionaire guy. He looks like he should be doing that, and then he's like offering to like sell you cocaine. It's bananas. That's awesome. Good job. Welcome to the Mark Brakey Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame, Milos Teodosic, and we will be back right after these messages.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Oh, yeah, you are. Let's get to the NBA Straya Strayan Player Watch, and it's our 50th episode, don't forget. We've made a half century quicker than fucking Steve Smith, mate. So we'll whip around each of our guys. and see how they're doing, what's going on, and how they're going for the year. So Big Simo, Ben Simmons, plays the Nets tonight. I'm going to be there. So let's try to get some big Ben Simmons fucking talk on the old NBA Australia. What do you reckon? So for the year, 16.6 points, 7.9 rebounds, 7.3 assists, 1.8 steals, almost a block per game as well, and he's shooting 51.2% from the field. You can't fucking tell me that isn't all-star. Get the fuck out of here. 16, 8, and 7 per game. Fuck off. Not bad. Patty Mills on the win over Denver last night. How did Patty Thrills go? Oh, 6 points. Both of those on three. He goes 2 of 3 from three, 2 of 5 overall. Adds 5 assists, though, does Patty. They had I think it was a season-leading 33 assists did the Spurs last night, too, so not bad. He adds 1 rebound, 1 steal. For the year, Patty Mills is at 9.6 points a game, 2.7 assists, and 2 rebounds. He's shooting 42.1% from the field and almost 40% from three. Not bad. How about the jingler? Oh, Joe Ingles, the win over the Warriors, the smashing mate. Oh, fucking smashed him, bro. 30-point win over the Warriors. Down under Durant, sets his career-high mark with his 6 made threes last night. Almost topped his career-high in points as well with 20. So he ends up with 20 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 6 of 8 from 3, and a plus 26 for the game. Un-fucking-believable. So for the year, Jingler is at 10 points, 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1.1 steals. Not bad. Shooting 44% from the field and 44.1% from 3 and 45.3% from the field. Not bad. How about Dele over there? Hey, Dele! He's averaging 5, 4, and 2. Shooting almost 40% from three. How about Thon McCur, almost 5 points and 4 rebounds a game, almost a block a game as well. 40% from the field and 30. He's nudging up that 3-point percentage as well. 32% now for Thon Song. On ya, Thon. How about Bangers Baines? Oh, Bangers. 5.7 points a game, 5.1 rebounds, 1 assist, 0.6 blocks. Shooting 47% from the field. He has the third best individual defensive rating of any rotation player in the league. Thing is, one of those is out. That's Kawhi. So he's literally basically the second best individual defensive rater in the league behind DeJounte Murray. Unbelievable. Celtics are 27-11 when Bane starts as well. Andrew Bogut. He has no team yet. He's sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter. And how about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. But he's back practicing and should be back after the All-Star break. And the final part of the Australian Play Watch, how about Kyrie? Oh, mate. Box Hill's favourite son. 10th in scoring in the NBA, 25 points a game. Great job, Kyrie. Great job. And you know what? Let's add to the NBA Australian Play Watch with a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. It was only 20 years ago. Luke Longley going against the Portland Trailblazers, Arvidas Sabonis and a young Rasheed Wallace. A big Lucian, that's right, Lucian Luke Longley, ends up with 14 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block, and a career bloody high 8 assists. Holy shit. He's like a 7-foot John Stockton out there against the Blazers, carrying Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen to another win as they went to their third straight NBA title. But he fucking carved them up, mate. And he only was down on rebounds with 3 because bloody Dennis Rodman had 20. So you know that Luke Longley's doing all the fucking hard yakka there, boxing out fucking everybody else, including Sabonis and Wallace. So Rodman can jack up those fucking rebounding numbers, eh? Rough one. Anyway, Luke Longley, no wonder he was able to carry Jordan to 3 more titles. Good job, mate. Good job. And that is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. And we'll be back right after this message.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew!
All right, y'all ready for the Patty Mills Inspiration Board? The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board? What's Patty got to say today? Oh, not much. Which is a bit of a bummer. I reckon Patty just couldn't get any service when he was up in Denver, so he hasn't tweeted. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What we're going to do is move straight on to the game previews. Game previews. Oh, we've got a fun one. What do we got? We've got 5 games tonight. Wednesday night tonight. Let's do it. Grizz at Pistons. I'm feeling this. Should be a good one. I mean, Really, though? Really? What do you reckon? Grizz? Oh, wait, no, sorry. We've got the wrong ones. There we go. So what do we got? We've got Grizzlies at Pacers tonight. Oh, shit. Man, Pacers is going to fucking smash him, bro. Because you've got Victor Oladipo going up against old-timey Victor Oladipo. At one time, we thought he'd be as good. Tyreke Evans. Do you reckon he'll be even a fucking Grizz by the time this happens? I don't know, mate. I don't know. We then have Lakers at Magic. Oh, Cougs. Magic is so fucking bad. So, yeah, give me the Pacers in that first game. Give me the Lakers in this one. We've got the Hawks taking on the Hornets in Atlanta. Oh, this is fucking gross, mate. Kemba versus Schroeder. Sure, whatever. Give me the Hornets. They should beat Atlanta. But you never know. Atlanta is such a fucking weird team, especially in the middle of a homestand. Yeah, give me the Hornets. Oh, that's right. The game I'm going to tonight, the Philadelphia 76ers traveling up to Brooklyn to play the Nets. It's going to be Big Ben Simo taking on, I don't know, Jahlil Okafor, D'Angelo Russell. Oh, Jesus. The Nets have lost four straight. Not great. Give me the Sixers. I think it'll be fun to watch Joel Embiid and Big Simo smash. What do you reckon? We've got the Heat at Cavs. Oh, the LeBron James D-Wade return. Well, they're playing in Cleveland, so I don't know what to tell you there. I reckon the Cavs get right on this one. They need to as well, because the Heat are basically about to jump them in the fucking standings. Come on, LeBron. You're going to pull this one out your ass. Knicks play the Celtics in Boston. Boston smash them in this. Knicks played last night. The Zinger against Horford and Bangers Baines. That'll be tough, but I reckon Kyrie will smash. Oh, the Chicago Bulls at the fucking Portland Trailblazers. Oh, Jesus. Robin Lopez. Two of his favorite teams he ever played for. What do you reckon? Damian Lillard will fucking kill the Bulls. But they should have Chris Dunn back. It should be much closer than we reckon, especially considering the Blazers played last night. So, I don't know. It should be close, but I reckon the Blazers win that. And then the final game of the... was that 7? 8? 8 games. Oh, Jesus. Mavs at Suns. Fucking in Phoenix. Give me the Suns. I reckon they'll... they kind of need to... give me the Mavs. The fucking Suns have lost 5 straight, and they've not looked good. And they might not have Devin Booker. So give me the fucking Mavs there, Pello. And you know what? That is fucking it, man, for our 50th episode. That is unbelievable. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sticking with NBA Australia as we try to figure out what we're doing, how we do it. Who does it better than Lonzo Ball? We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. Man, we're daily. We're always coming back. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck a rating and review on there while you're at it. Come on, mate. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia, and they are debuting their new song, Stop, today, I believe. Holy shit. On Home and Hose, Triple J. So check it out. It is a fucking corker of a tune. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. That's right, man. NBA Australia, we support Australian bands. It's what we do. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. They're awesome. And that's it from us. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we'll be back tomorrow for episode 51. Man, 50 episodes. Thanks so much. This is fucking awesome. I love doing NBA Australia. NBA Australia loves you. And we will catch us tomorrow on NBA Australia. Later, Hosen! Alright, welcome back to my new weekly show called Andrew Bogut Slams a Bunch of Twitter Snowflakes from Twitter. Look, as we do every week with all these blue-haired, soy latte-drinking SJW snowflake feminists out there, look, someone needs to speak the real truth, mate. And that's what Bogey here does, mate. I speak the truth, and if you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuffed, eh? And look, because I don't have a job at the moment, I've got even more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. It's a total win, mate. So let's get to it. Okay, so I'll tell you, mate. This is an absolute joke. I'm a celebrity Australia. It's like, they have tweeted out, Australia, we simply couldn't wait to tell you that Bernard Tomic, Kerry Armstrong, and Josh Gibson will be joining us in the jungle this year. Oh, this is fucking bullshit, mate. I gotta fucking tell everybody. I can't hate on anyone making a living if someone is willing to pay. But society, we are to blame this show even existing gets viewers. Oh my fucking God, mate. I'm a celebrity. Get me the fuck out of this fucking country, mate. It is bullshit. So this dipshit at Dantania is saying back to me, how is differed to any other reality TV show? Why single this one out? Are you a fucking dipshit? What the fuck? In the name of equality, I condemn all shows of the like. Good one, Bogey. Yeah, nice one. Nice one. Oh, this guy comes back and says, send the producers into the jungle and leave them there. I like that one. I'm just going to send that back out with a laughing emoji. Not bad. How about this guy? It got you. You've taken the time to comment on it. Says at SolidSnakeMG. Oh, fuck you, Dave. Nah, I didn't. I can bet your house I won't watch one ep. It's a good fucking point. This is bullshit. All right, so what else is going on? Oh, my favorite newspaper, the Herald Sun, they have tweeted out. Watch, vegan protesters storm Melbourne steak restaurant, chanting slogans through megaphones and yelling at customers. Oh, what the fuck are these SJW feminists doing? Hidden trees die to make their signs. Oh, nice one, Boogie. Anyway, we'll try this steakhouse when back in Melb. Good one, Bogey, good one. What else have we got? Oh, it's fucking hot today. You know, I'm just sitting on the couch in my red grungies, just going hard, bro. Check it out. Summer days, 30 degrees Celsius. Not bad, not bad. Oh, this is fucking sick, bro. So this guy, he's tweeted out, 1,500 Chinese construction workers built this train station in just 9 hours. I better send that out. Wow, that is awesome. Nice one, China. This is what happens when you let the free economy run everything. It's just really good, mate. All right, what else? Oh, I'm just looking at the news. Tomek, 1 mil up front and he's already left. News everywhere about it. Oh, this is pretty good. Marketing/strategy team A+. I could be wrong, but I think this is all orchestrated. Look, I'm a celebrity. That's some fucking bullshit. Oh, this fucking dickhead, Ricky fucking Nixon, he's come back and he said, gee, a bit late with the news, Boggy boy. Oh, fuck, this curly haired dipshit. All good, mate. Thumbs up. We have common ground, eh? I too dated/hung out with schoolgirls. When I was in school. Winky emoji. Fuck that guy, eh? Oh, nice one. Very nice one. Oh, how's this? Oh, this dickhead, he says, my claim to fame in college was Andrew Bogut almost running over me in his purple Grand Am when I was on my bike. Oh, good job, you taggy. Oh, nice one. And this guy said back, Bogut's purple car was legendary. Oh, nice one, dickheads. That's purple 1995 Pontiac Grand Am to use. $2,500 from Nick Jacobson. Flex emoji. Nice one, Bogut. All right, let's be nice for the last one. I'm going to just tweet out some photos I just got sent. This is pretty good, mate. The Force QBL under 16 girls have received their Bogey's Christmas Nikes. Enjoy. Aw, Bogey just bringing some love and happiness into the world and telling the truth. It's what I do on Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes on Twitter. And that's it for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut, and this has been Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.